This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and nature is everywhere. I love nature, as everyone knows. Get outside, get about, and do things outdoors with the family. And one of the places that caught my eye, I've seen this place many times, drove by it, and I was like, hey, they got some great stuff coming up. Let's talk to them. The New Canaan Nature Center. And joining us this morning is Bill Flynn, the executive director of said New Canaan Nature Center. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing, Joey?
We're doing excellent. So, I mean, the New Canaan Nature Center, just give, you know, let's give the listeners a 50,000 eagle's eye view of what the Nature Center is.
I will, and we do have a bald eagle who lives on site, so that's a perfect analogy. We've been here since 1960, and it is a town-owned property by the town of New Canaan. And the New Canaan Nature Center Association that I'm the executive director of, we fulfill the deed. The woman who left these 40 acres, left it to the town for purposes of a nature center, which is an incredible gift for anyone to bestow. And she protected it from ever becoming developed with her deed. So that was an extraordinary gift. And we've been fulfilling that deed ever since 1960. And so overall, we have a lot of different programs that connect people to the natural world, whether it be our preschool, summer camp, environmental education programs, community programs, big events, they all get people outside and give them a connection to the natural world. So we are a public park, so anyone can visit dawn to dusk any day of the year. Our buildings are open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4, but you can come visit anytime. And we have animals on display, and we have about 26 acres of natural trails and boardwalks and ponds that are lovely to walk around. So please come visit us and check out the website and everything for our programs, which I know we're going to talk about some of them coming up.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we have so many of these, I like to call them little hidden gems across the state, nature centers and hikes and walks. And one thing, you know, we talked about this a little bit before we started recording was COVID had an impact on anything and everything. The one silver lining I'm taking away from a lot of this pandemic isolation, people being stuck doing nothing, was the outdoors never closed. So, you know, let's fast forward a little bit. Nature Center started, let's jump 2.5 years ago. How did it impact you guys going into COVID, and how are you progressing to get out of that and get things open? I'm sure people are loving getting outdoors and the activities are coming back.
Yeah, so my story won't be anything foreign to anybody, that COVID hit and we went into panic mode of what's going to happen and what are we going to do. And that was pretty standard for most people. It happened in March, as everyone knows. So our preschool, which is our biggest program, shut down as well as all of our other programs. And we bounced back fairly quickly in the fact that we started our in-person summer camp June 2020. Which a lot of programs did virtual or didn't run their first summer camp. But given that we were an outdoor program and these kids did not go inside unless the weather was, I mean, absolutely atrocious. And so we got back into programming right away and continued it out through 2020, going into 2021, even before vaccinations were available. We did everything outside. We did it in small numbers so people could be safe and still enjoy these programs and see other people, even though they were behind masks. But that was important for us to provide that space. And you are correct in that we saw more foot traffic in COVID than we ever had, just of the casual visitor. And definitely due to one of the only things you were able to do safely was go for a walk. It really allowed people to reconnect with the natural world. Maybe they went to summer camps as a kid or used to go hiking and then it fell off and all of a sudden it was the only thing they could do. And they forgot that they really enjoy going to places like our nature center or the public parks or the state parks or your local sanctuary. So as far as nature goes, yes, COVID actually was sort of good for, you know, reconnecting with people. I kind of joke that if nature was a traded commodity, it'd be at all-time high right now during COVID. So
That's, you know, yeah, it is. It's one of those things everyone takes for granted. And I mean, you guys are getting people back. People are coming through the doors, you know, heading the heads of the trails, and the activities are starting now. You know, that's got to be the people got to be like excited to get back to these activities that they have known and loved for so many years. And, you know, sitting on my screen right now, I know this is one that sells out year in and year out, the Great Egg Hunt. There's limited availability, so check the website. But tell us a little bit about the Great Egg Hunt.
So the revolves around Easter, you know, for the egg hunts. It's an example of one of our community family events. And this one, there's a very, very large egg hunt in town at another location. And it's the madhouse. It's, you know, hundreds of kids all scrambling to find the eggs. And these are limited number of people and limited number of eggs so that every kid gets the same amount. Mm-hmm. And regardless of whether they're the fastest kid, and we do it in small numbers. So parents really like the small, quaint aspect of it. And we also have our resident rabbits who they can meet. We hatch baby chicks to be hatched around the same time as the event. So it's very themed. It's very spring, and people really love it. But yes, they do sell out. We have like 13 of them that run over the course of 3 days. And they do sell out. So hit the website up quickly.
People are trying to get outdoors. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the animals. You said the bunnies, you know, the bald eagle. What do you guys have if people are coming down? And how can people experience these animals?
Sure. So we're a final home for animals that are either permanently injured and cannot be released in the wild. So our birds of prey are biggest example of that. So we have a bald eagle. We have owls and hawks and a turkey vulture, and those animals could not survive in the wild. So we're the final home for them, and we take care of them for the rest of their life. And most of them are on display next to our parking lot. Every other animal, if it wasn't a wild animal that couldn't be released, is someone's pet they couldn't take care of anymore. Literally yesterday, a guy came to us in a panic. You know, I found this rabbit in the road. What do I do? Now, we're not a wildlife rehabber, so we can't, it's illegal for us to take in hurt animals, but certainly helping people find permanent homes. And this guy's actually going to take the animal eventually. And so, you know, a lot of our animals just come to live with us by happenstance. One of my stories, a kid was going off to boarding school and had a reptile room and all of a sudden had to find home for all of his animals. And so one of our snakes, a Nicaraguan boa, we got from that gentleman. So some of them are on displays in our visitor center. Some are on displays outside. Others are in our animal care facility that those animals go out with our educators to go visit schools and other programs. But yes, people can definitely come visit and see them. We have goats and chickens out back of the visitor center. So there's a lot to see.
And one thing, and all is I was perusing the website and the Instagrams and all your social media, and places like yours and other ones, the preserves and the stuff like that, it's, in my mind, it's a place you have to visit more than once, at least do it seasonally, because especially the gardens and the trails, you know, this time of the year, things are starting to come to life. And then you get the summer where things are just in full bloom, everything's going, the greenery is out, and then fall comes. It's like, it's the cycles that everything goes through. And that's where I think a lot of people miss out on going to nature centers. They might go once, okay, we've been there, but going multiple times to somewhere like that and experiencing the gardens. And I know you guys do garden workshops and stuff like that. You know, the garden is something that changes. It's literally a living thing, and people need to experience and learn about those things.
So our, and you hit it right on the head, our programs are extremely seasonal. So I know you did an interview just recently with the Maple Syrup Festival. So we do maple syruping here. But certainly in February and March, that's a huge program for us. But you can only do it in the latter part of the winter. And so the spring season is a whole different set of events. As you said, it's you know, things are being born, things are growing. Our gardens are certainly a highlight on property. We have some outstandingly maintained gardens by a lot of volunteer groups. We have a community garden and an herb garden. And you know, those are vastly different in April as they are in June. So yes, you do have to visit more than once to get a full picture. But yes, we're extremely seasonal, and I think it's very beneficial to see it, throughout the year.
And Bill, if you don't mind, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold you over for a little bit. We're going to make this a two-part show. So we'll talk more with Bill Flynn next week, the executive director of the New Canaan Nature Center. There's so many things going on. Nature is upon us. Other activities I want to get into. And you know, those little hidden gems I like to get into with people at their facilities and events. So if you have anything also in the future you would like me to highlight, discuss, or talk about, give a little love to, if you will, across the state, you can email me. It's joey.burgoyne, B-O-U-R-G-O-I-N, at Audacy, AUDACY.com. This is Connecticut. There's so many things going on. That's why we always end with, there's great things happening at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.